We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Well, alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Wednesday as we kick off another week of covering the great sport of kings, the horse racing, from Las Vegas in the Las Vegas way. And we come to you live and direct from this gaming capital at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas. And, of course, on the YouTube streaming network. The South Point Streaming Network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show. And, of course, we welcome everybody else running around early this morning, listening to us on our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. Our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, and Google phones. Of course, we got the apps for you. The YouTube app, of course, you can see and hear us. And the KSHP app that you can hear through the radio station. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. And we are, man, all over the place as far as podcasting as well. So we want to welcome you if you're getting us through podcasting on today's show. Welcome as we begin another week. Well, now we're getting, into the really nitty-gritty of the prep races for the Kentucky Derby. Another couple of 100-point prep races for the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. And again, another couple of 100-point Kentucky Oaks points for the Kentucky Oaks available this weekend. As far as the Kentucky Derby points, 100 are available, will be up for grabs in the Florida Derby, where they got 10 entered in that race, headed up by Sovereignty. And in the Arkansas Derby, you have 9 entered in that, and Cornucopian, believe it or not, the horse that broke his maiden at Oaklawn Park in Arkansas, was installed the favorite in that race. We'll get into that in just a moment or two with John Lindo. As far as the Kentucky Oaks 100-point getters, that includes the Fantasy at Oaklawn Park. That has 10 in it, entered 10 there. And at Gulfstream Park, the Gulfstream Oaks will feature 7 in the Gulfstream Oaks for another 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks. So we're looking at that. Now, as far as, tallying it up from this weekend so far, going into this week, here's how the Kentucky Derby leaderboard looks. The first, the top point getter is Tiztastic. He's got 119 points. Final Gambit has 100 points. Chunk of Gold has 75. Cole Battle, which will be battling this weekend in the Arkansas Derby, Cole Battle has 70. Owen Almighty is sitting in fifth with 65. Citizen Bull, waiting to go in the Santa Anita Derby, is sitting there at 60, as well as Sovereignty, who, of course, will go this weekend in the Florida Derby. They both have 60. American Promise, a current winner there, he has 55. Flood Zone has 50, along with Flying Mohawk, who has 50. Journalism, who's waiting to go into the Santa Anita Derby, rounds out the top 11, really. Journalism has 47.5 points. That's for the Kentucky Derby. The Kentucky Derby leaderboard before this weekend. Now, as far as the Kentucky Oaks coming up, and, of course, two more races as far as the Kentucky Oaks is concerned, when you get to the 100-pointers with the Fantasy and the Gulfstream Park Oaks up for grabs this weekend. Going into this weekend, Quiet Side leads that at 68 points. Drexel Hill is second with 57. La Cara is there at 51. Fondly at 50. Good Cheer has 45. The Queen's MG has 43.5 points. Tenma has 33. 5G has 25. Muhima has 25. Amarth has 25. Maysam has 25. And Early On has 25, and that rounds out the top point getters for the Kentucky Oaks as well. So there's a lot of, no pun intended, jockeying for position as far as the leaderboard is concerned with the points this weekend. So that'll be the big weekend coming up at Gulfstream Park and at Oaklawn Park. Now, Gulfstream Park on Saturday will have 10 stakes races, one grade one, one grade two, two grade threes, and of course, the other six will be stakes races on the card as well. Oaklawn Park will have 6 stakes races on its card, and that'll have one grade one, one grade two, one grade three, and 3 others on that card. Included in those stakes races, of course, is the Florida Derby and the Gulfstream Park Oaks, and at Oaklawn, the Arkansas Derby and the Fantasy. So two big racing days coming up on Saturday. One in Arkansas, one in Florida. Now, as far as the weather is concerned, Florida looks like it'll be okay for Saturday. But there is some storms that are moving through that are going to get through Arkansas. Don't know the timing of there. They think it'll happen between Sunday night and Monday. But if that storm kind of, speeds up anywhere along the line, we might be having a little bit of an off-track there at Oaklawn Park for Saturday. But we're keeping our fingers crossed right now that both Oaklawn Park and Gulfstream Park will have fast racing conditions for their big Saturday cards this coming Saturday. And that'll be some good news, that's for sure. We are, of course, done with the first big, massive March Madness weekend here in Las Vegas. About the college basketball tournaments, now we're down to the Sweet 16. They will commence again on Thursday, and Thursday and Friday you'll get the 16 teams whittled down to 8. Saturday and Sunday, the 8 teams left will be whittled down to 4, and then you'll have your final 4 that comes up next weekend, not the one coming up, but the weekend after that. And, of course, the week after this coming Monday will be, of course, the championship there. And it's been one heck of a March Madness for college basketball. Favorites have won in the first weekend. 25 of the 32 games were won by the favorites, and 19-13 against the spread. So we're 19-13 against the spread. On Friday, there were 10 teams that over six that won against the spread then, and seven outright upsets. Of course, New Mexico over Marquette and McNeese over Clemson, the two big ones in the first round there. The totals, the unders were 21-11, and all I can say is they're resting up for another big 4 days here in Las Vegas as far as the college basketball is concerned. And, of course, Rich Eng, that gave us Michigan State -7.5 over New Mexico, won that on Sunday, getting off the schneid there. So we're looking at good stuff there. Now, as far as what happened on Sunday around the country, as I can get this sheet for you, we begin with Gulfstream. Gulfstream Park? No. We're going to start off with Santa Anita. Santa Anita on Sunday. The Augustine Stable finished first and second in the China Doll Stakes with Will Then, who won it, with Umberto Rispoli aboard at $4 even, a big favorite there. Outrunning stablemate Amarita finishing third was a Take Another Card. It gave trainer Jonathan Thomas his 300th North American victory with that win in the China Doll on Sunday at Santa Anita. And Hector Barrios, boy, this kid keeps just clicking away on the turf course. He won the last race on the grass, paying $13.80 there at Santa Anita. And, of course, Hector Barrios, he got his 500th career USA victory at Santa Anita on Saturday, won his 500th win in the United States at Santa Anita on Saturday. But this guy is all over the place as far as the turf course is concerned. Just racking them up on the grass course in Southern California. At Aqueduct, Jerry J. gave us a reverse play that won in the third race at Aqueduct on Sunday. His feature play ran second. So the reverse exacta for a buck paid $88, $8 for a dollar. And the 50-cent try with the link-ups paid $7.95. And, of course, it wouldn't be a day at Aqueduct without Linda Rice winning a race. Linda Rice and Jose Lascano, her number one guy, got together to win the eighth race there at Aqueduct. That was, by the way, Lascano's third win on the day at Aqueduct. And it looks like coming down to the end of the Aqueduct meeting at Aqueduct, the winter meeting there, coming up close to the end, it looks like Linda Rice is in a good spot to win that training championship. Gulfstream Park. On Sunday, the Melody of Colors Stakes at 5 furlongs, won by Chloe. Chloe wins it for Luis Saez and Jose D'Angelo, paying $12.60. That horse outran John Lendo's pick, who finished second in the race, Me Governor, and Larice finished third. And in the 10th race, Jonathan Ardoon gave us a winner there in the final race at Gulfstream on Sunday. Beach Gold won to give Luis Saez his second win of the day. 7-2 on the morning line, but got bet down and paid $4.40 for the win in the 10th there at Gulfstream on Sunday. And at Oak Lawn Park, they keep banging out those huge pick fives. The early pick five at Oak Lawn on Sunday, $12.40, $7.60, $17.40, $45.80, and $9.60. That pick five came back $31,922.40. However, if you think that pick five was big on Sunday, how about doubling it up more than double up in the late pick five? The late pick five, 960, 540, 2760, 4320, and 1640, that thing came back $63,947.40. Oak Lawn Park just keeps getting the monster pick fives. And that's what happened on Sunday. Around the country with our racetracks there. As far as some news, we can talk about New York may start separating the entries, the coupled entries, as far as trainers and same owner type things. They're thinking about separating those entries for separate betting interests there. I guess it's because, like the other racetracks, have experienced smaller fields. So the entries may be split up. They're going to put it up for a vote, and New York may start separating the 1-1A couplings like that. Arkansas Derby, as we say, Cornucopian, ran the fastest 6 furlongs in Oaklawn Park history in winning his race, getting a 101 buyer on the 23rd of February in 109 2/5 seconds. And that is exactly why the morning line makers made this horse the favorite for the Arkansas Derby. Now, remember, Bob Baffert took Barnes out to Churchill Downs and had a monster win there, but he didn't come back and win, his stakes race when he was entered in a stakes race. Cornucopian had that big monster win at Oaklawn Park, and now he goes in the Arkansas Derby under the same type of situation, but he will be the favorite, morning line favorite, for the Arkansas Derby. Baffert is going for his 6th Arkansas Derby win, by the way. He won last year, remember, with Muth. So we'll wait and see there. And, of course, Cole Battle won both the Smarty Jones and the Rebel as prep races for the Arkansas Derby, and he is unbeaten in 5 dirt starts. So this should be a real good race, the Arkansas Derby, with the up-and-comer and the Cinderella-type horse in racing this year in the Arkansas Derby. Florida Derby, got news out of that. The rider of who's the morning line favorite, Sovereignty, Junior Alvarado, was involved in a spill on Sunday at Gulfstream Park. Now, this was in the back of the field. No other horses were involved. His horse went down. He went down hard. And out of that that spill came a shoulder injury. So he'll be out 3 weeks. At least 3 weeks with a shoulder injury, Junior Alvarado. That means that Sovereignty needed a new rider for the Florida Derby on Saturday. Bill Mott reached out and got Manny Franco to ride the favorite Sovereignty in the Florida Derby because Franco he rode a lot for the owner, Godolphin folks. So they reached out and got Manny Franco. He will ride. By the way, he's leading Aqueduct right now in the jockey standings. He will ride Sovereignty in the Florida Derby coming up on Saturday, assuming, of course, that Junior Alvarado will be back aboard Sovereignty if he makes it to the Kentucky Derby. But bad timing for Alvarado to go down. And Manny Franco gets a shot at riding in the Florida Derby on Sovereignty. And now the Florida Derby has produced 60 Triple Crown events winners. 25 of those 60 have gone on to win the Kentucky Derby. So that's an important race for Derby prep and Derby considerations, the Florida Derby this weekend. And the Fairgrounds meet just wrapped up on Sunday. You remember they had some horrible weather down there at the Fairgrounds this meet. 76 days, they ran 682 races, and the handle was only down 2.2% over the entire meet with all that bad weather. And the favorites, you talk about the favorites in Southern California. Over the entire meet at the Fairgrounds, the favorites won 42% of the time. And that is probably one reason for that is Jose Ortiz that just manhandled that jockey standings down there. Jose Ortiz was the top jockey at the Fairgrounds with 98 winners. And with all those stakes races going on at Gulfstream Park and Oaklawn Park, we'll get to see some other top horses in their divisions. White Abarrio will go in a race at Oaklawn Park, and Saudi Crown is also back in a race as well. So there's going to be a lot of great stakes races coming up on Saturday in addition to the Derby and Oaks prep races. So we'll wait and see about that. All right, on today's show, we got Jonathan Ardoon standing by, Rich Eng. If it's Wednesday, it means Dwayne Colucci is back with us. And, of course, John Lindo will be checking in. We got a couple of stories I want to go to with John Lindo and Jerry Jackowitz with another thought about how you might handle your bankroll in betting. So with all that yet to go in your racing menu, we're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we're off to the races for this week. From Las Vegas, your Race Day Las Vegas show. Get to YouTube. Start chatting away on the chat box. All you got to do is subscribe, and subscription is free. That's all you have to do, and you'll be chatting away on the chat box. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, taking a look at the weather. 61 degrees right now here in Las Vegas. Stand by. By the time we hit the high today in Las Vegas, they say we could reach 90 degrees today in Las Vegas. But just hold on, because we're going to get some wind coming through here tomorrow. Temperatures will be lower than tomorrow. They'll drop a little bit. But then this is about the time that we get our kind of spring weather that happens here in Las Vegas. So keep that in mind if you want to come up and join us for a little bit of March Madness Week 2 and all the great action going on in the race buck with the racetracks, Oaklawn and Gulfstream. As far as the weather around the country, Miami's 81, New York City 51 with a chance of a little bit of rain going on in there. Chicago 49, still cold in Chicago. Los Angeles 66 degrees. Phoenix, Arizona will get the highest in the nation, 91 degrees, 91 today in Phoenix. And here in Las Vegas, we're looking at about 90 degrees today. As far as the weather is concerned around the country, as far as the areas where the racetracks are at, should be okay. No real weather to report around any of the racing centers today. So let's get started with your racing menu. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect out of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times rolling out in our race books. If you are listening in another time zone around the world, as we know, there's many different time zones. Adjust whatever time zone you're in, tweak it to the Pacific time zone for the right start times in your area. We don't want you to miss anything, like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with the Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Now, Mahoning Valley Racecourse has a first post time of 9:15. Pick six jackpot carryover there at Mahoning today, $6,042. First post time is at 9:15. Then next comes Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time of 9:30 at Tampa Bay. We got a pick six jackpot carryover at Tampa Bay Downs of $1,259. You have a super high five carryover at Tampa Bay Downs of $832. And you have a first post time at Tampa Bay again for 9:30 there. Then coming up next is Parks Racing. Parks Racing's pick five jackpot carryover. They say $219,602 in that thing. First post time at Parks Racing is set at 9:40. After that comes Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has their Rainbow Pick Six jackpot carryover standing today at $68,993. And first post time at Gulfstream today is at 9:50. Following that, we have Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. Turf Paradise has a pick six jackpot carryover there of $7,209. That's a Turf Paradise pick six jackpot carryover. And their first post time is at 12:55 at Turf Paradise. And then we wrap it up with Turfway Park. Turfway Park has a first post time of 2:55. Turfway Parks has a pick six jackpot carryover of $11,366, and they have a super high five carryover of $1,992. First post time is at 2:55 at Turfway Park today. That's your menu for this Wednesday. Now we're going to go out to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. By the way, real quick, Gulfstream Park off the turf already today. Off the turf today at Gulfstream Park. No turf racing there today. Okay, Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I guess the turf course is a little bit on the wet side.
I think it rained overnight. They had some showers, but supposedly it's beautiful today. But with all the stake races coming up on Saturday, I'm sure they want to keep the turf course intact. You know, this is the closing week of their championship meet, so they're going to go out with a lot of stakes and a terrific card for Saturday.
No question about that. That's for sure. Jonathan, I guess, a new pilot for Sovereignty. Now, Sovereignty,
no, of course. Not by choice, Ralph, not by choice.
Well, I know, I understand, but that is, you know, his, you know, the new, so to speak, rider there. And it's only going to be, it'll only be a temporary thing, though. We all know that, right?
Right. I mean, you know, he got hurt. He's lucky because it could have obviously been a lot worse. It's only a hairline fracture in the shoulder, so, you know, they said 3 weeks, so that's good for him.
Yeah, and I didn't even see it, him going down. I heard the announcers say it, and then on the replay when they showed the head-ons going down the backstretch, you could see it happen way in the back, and I don't know if the horse just fell or what happened, but he came off hard, and as a result of that. So Manny Franco gets a shot. He's been riding a little bit for Godolphin, so that's okay.
Well, he rides a lot of the Cox horses that Godolphin, that Cox trains for Godolphin, especially in New York. So, you know, they just took him, and why not? They've had success with him over the years, so a little loyalty. Nothing wrong with that.
Of course, Sovereignty will break from post 10 out of 10 in the race. We all talked about that draw from the outside. But the he won from way from behind in the Fountain of Youth and got the job done. And as far as your man Brad Cox, he has a horse that'll break right next door in the nine post with Tappan Street. Luis Saez rides. I know that they think a lot of that. And Bob Baffert sends out Madigat Road. That'll be post eight. So all of the somewhat contenders and big trainers have horses on the outside three post of the 10-horse field. Madigat Road gets Tyler Gaffleone and, of course, Todd.
When was the last time you remember Gaffleone riding for Baffert? I couldn't.
I can't.
Me neither. You know, he's a great rider, and you would think Baffert chips all over. He would have used Gaffleone sometime before, but he's not. And what's interesting is, I guess none of the SoCal riders want to come out and ride him. I mean, Pratt, I know, is going to be in Arkansas, mm-hmm. and he'll be riding a maiden in the Arkansas Derby for Asmussen. So that's interesting that he took that mount, but
Is that the same maiden that he took the same mount in the race
yes.
before that in Arkansas?
Yes.
Remember what I told you about this horse, didn't I? Remember I said you watched the replay and this horse was really coming on at the end and he got jostled around in the first turn. That, I think, is my long shot special for the Arkansas Derby.
His name is Publisher,
yes,
and he ran extremely well in defeat, and he's still a maiden, and Pratt thought enough to rewrite him. I'm sure Pratt had a lot of options, but he chose to rewrite the maiden, so you got to put something into that.
Yeah, it means you sure something. Do. You sure do, that's for sure. By the way, Todd Pletcher's got Disruptor in the Florida Derby. He's the only out of the top trainers that got a good post out of this shake. Disruptor will break from post four under Ired Ortiz Jr. So that Florida Derby is going to be a real interesting race.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of speed in that race, Ralph. Disruptor is stretching out for the first time for Pletcher. You have Mad Cat Rhodes going to show speed, I guess, for Baffert. You have the rail horse, Neil Quest, for Safi Joseph is definitely going to show speed breaking from the rail. So the race may set up for a closer. You know, I don't know if Sovereignty is going to be totally squeezed. I would probably assume he's probably a good horse to play against at a real short price this week. They have bigger fish to fry in about 6 weeks. So I think they're going to take it easy this week, especially breaking from out there. He is a closer. He's just probably going to pick up pieces. I don't think he's squeezed to the max.
Well, you talk about a horse that you'll try to beat for future considerations. I know that Hanging Cornucopian up at the short odds of, 6-5, 7-5, something like that, and breaking from post 9, the outside post in the Arkansas Derby at a mile and one-eighth. with John Velasquez riding for Bob Baffert. I know he had a monster win at Oaklawn Park, but you believe that you ought to be this ought to be a bet against as well. Now, I want to remind everybody that the morning line is not reflective of what the morning line maker is handicapping the horses. He handicaps the betting public. And with Baffert so prominent in the Arkansas Derby, having won five of these already, going for six, that's he believes that the public's going to jump on this horse, and that's why he made him the favorite.
Yeah, but it's also career start number two. He's breaking from a tough outside post. He's never been the distance. I mean, do you want a horse like that at 4-5? I don't think so.
No, I don't either. But that's the reason why the line maker made him that price, because he knows what the favorite's going to be. You know, the Derby right now is Cole Battle, who won the two preps leading up to the Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn Park. Lonnie Braley is leading a great life right now, and Juan Vargas is certainly becoming a prominent name as far as the Derby this year. Cole Battle will break from post 8, so he'll be on the outside too. So it looks like all of the key horses in both these races are going to have to overcome outside posts.
They're going to have to overcome a handicap. They're all breaking from tough posts. It's amazing, but that's just the way it turned out. And that horse, Ralph, goes for his fifth consecutive win, and he's won two in a row at Oakland, so we know that he could certainly handle that surface. And, again, Cornucopia, he ran super. He had one start, and his race also was at Oakland, so he obviously could handle that surface as well.
Well, we know one thing for sure, that out of the publisher, by the way, folks, breaks from post number 3 in this race. Oh. His morning line's going to be about 5, 6, or 7 to 1, something like that. It's not going to be as big as it was the first time, but I am impressed that Flavian Pratt decides to come back and ride this horse in this race. And the horse that got the best shake out of all the contenders is Sandman. Sandman will break from post 6 in this race for Mark Cassie and Jose Ortiz.
Yeah, and he's got to get out of the gate good. You know, that's been a problem, especially two starts back when he totally blew the break. Last time out, a bit of a better break, but he was way behind early. And riders switched today to Ortiz, so that will be interesting. Ortiz actually rode him in the past in two other races. No success yet, but horses do.
All right, well, let's get started with some picks for today.
Okay, so like you said, Gulfstream is off the turf, and we're going to give a play at Gulfstream. Look at the first race today, Ralph. 7 furlongs on the main track, and number 4, Trumpetta, a 3-year-old filly from the Steve Claseris barn. This horse is improving with each and every start. Ran at a flat mile last time out at Gulfstream on the dirt. Cuts back to 7 furlongs today. Should get a great trip in here. George Ruiz is aboard to ride. Full field of 9. I like number 4, Trumpetta, to win today's opener.
All right, first race at Gulfstream Park, first race of the day, number 4, Trumpetta, at 3-1 on the morning line is your play. Trumpetta in the first, and that thing goes at 9:50. 9:50 is the first race today, Pacific time, here in Las Vegas for Gulfstream Park. Now we'll go to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, let's look at race number 6. It's 1.40 miles on the main track and a full field, Ralph. You have 14 horses entered. Obviously, 3 or 4 of them are on the AE, so they'll be coming out. But I like the number 4 horse in here, Mackenzie's Nova. This is a 6-year-old gelding who was claimed 2 starts back by trainer Kevin Rice, who's having a terrific Tampa meet. This horse had big trouble last time out. Mm-hmm. Now stretches back out to 1.40 miles, 9-2 on the morning line. And believe me, you'll get every bit of it. This horse goes off a price every week. Surprised at that. Well, I guess he's dropping. That's why they listed him at 9-2. But I think you'll get it. I like number 4, Mackenzie's Nova, to win today's 6th race out of Tampa Bay Downs.
All right, 6th race at Tampa Bay. The only scratch that we got so far in the race is the 3-horse Eric the Salesman. The 3 is out of this race, so the 4 will be breaking inside. One more inside will be breaking from post 3 in that race. And the but it's bet number 4, Mackenzie's Nova. In the 6th race today at Tampa Bay. At a nice little 9-2 there. I like that. All right, then you got full sheets, of course, for Tampa Bay and Gulfstream today. And I know you'll be working overtime getting all those races at Oaklawn Park and Gulfstream Park in by Saturday.
14 races on Saturday, 14 at Gulfstream. Boy, they give you a long day there.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm on the West Coast, so it's fine with us. We'll have great action all day long. Hey, thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Ralph. By the way, Emerald Downs having a big problem with HISA. They're doubling the fees. They're talking about not even running the meet now. Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow, or maybe John Lindell will touch on it, because I'm sure he's up to snuff on it. But they're looking to double their fees, and it's a shame because they really had big plans for a terrific meet this year. And HISA, once again, sticking their, I don't know.
Well, whatever the case, though, you say they're doubling their fees from last year, and that in and of itself may cause the meet to be canceled?
That's what they're talking about. Wow. They're threatening. Yeah, it's a horrible. They want to charge the same fees for New York, Santa Anita, yeah, and Emerald Downs. That's just is ridiculous. Well, that's not fair. Everybody knows.
Yeah, we'll keep on top of that story. That's for sure. That's good breaking news. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Okay, Ralphie, stay safe and be well.
Thank you, my man. And we will be back with Rich Eng right after this. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grand View Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grand View Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grand View Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Wednesday Race Day Show. Now it's time to go out to Rich Eng, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
We got Michigan State home on Sunday, and of course now we're on to the Sweet 16. Before this weekend is over on Sunday, we'll see the final four teams to go into the next week of action. Richie, have you heard anything about this college basketball crown that's coming up?
You know what? I saw Derek Stevens, who's the head owner of Circa, yeah, talking about it on another channel, Ralph. And something. The key angle is that they put up something like $1 million of NIL money and to attract teams to go there. And the thing about the NIT, which for years was the secondary tournament,
right,
to the NCAAs, teams can turn down an NIT invitation and go to this crown because they have a chance to make money for the school and the players. So it's big money, Ralph, and it's probably going to grow in popularity. It's the first year this year, but it's just going to keep growing because the money is there.
Right, and it's here in Las Vegas. It's based here in Las Vegas, and 16 teams, Big Ten, Big 12, and Big East are the teams in it. And they're going to all play at the MGM Grand Arena there until they get to the finals. And the finals will be at T-Mobile, and it'll be all broadcast on Fox. We'll be looking at that a little bit later. But right now, I'll just get to a pick from you.
I tell you what, Ralph, let's go to Turfway Park tonight. Race number 5. I like the number 1, Dazzling Cruiser. This horse had a very wide trip into the stretch. Just missed by literally a half a stride. Thinks again a little better trip today under Luan Machado, who rides the Tapita just beautifully at Turfway, Ralph. Number 1, Dazzling Cruiser in race 5.
All right. Fifth race tonight at Turfway Park, number one, Dazzling Cruiser, 2-1 on the morning line. And, Richie, we'll have a little bit more to talk to you about as far as college hoops, et cetera, on tomorrow's show. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, now we're going to go to Dwayne Carlucci, standing by. Dwayne, good morning from Rampart.
What's up, Ralph? How we doing?
Well, you survived the first weekend of March Madness.
Barely, I tell you, Ralph. It was so busy, I couldn't believe it. It was crazy. The crowds were crazy. We see, you know, it's great, and I said it last week. You see so many faces that you only see about once a year. So, you know, all the guys come in, ladies too, representing their colleges. We got big contingencies from Kentucky, Tennessee, and I want to thank those guys all for coming out. But what a great weekend. And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday were just packed. And the horse action was incredible as well.
Yeah, no question about that. And, of course, now we're getting down to the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, and then the Final Four before this weekend is over with. I will ask you the same thing I did, Richie. What about this college basketball crown that's going to be held here in Las Vegas? Something new.
Yeah, definitely. And some power conferences. It's going to be very interesting, Ralph. And, you know, anything that we could market or create a handle off of myself and Chris at Rampart and South Point, it's just great. And it's definitely going to be an attraction, especially being held, I believe, at MGM, which is just going to be fabulous on the Strip. You know that people are going to be coming in from all over the United States, and we'll have lines up on these games, and definitely a great, great betting option for the public, you know. Not that there aren't enough out there right now in the sports betting landscape, but this is very interesting, and it's going to be awesome.
Yep, and of course, you know, we will certainly, I'm sure you guys will be making lines on it as well.
Yeah, definitely. That's Chris's job. I love it. I leave it to Chris and Jimmy and those guys out there, but they do a fabulous job. And, you know, they'll call for a little input here and there. So yeah. I'll throw my opinion around. You always got Alex White floating around for that, too. She's fabulous.
She is fabulous, and she's doing a great job with them as well. They have a little conference there and coming up with the numbers. In any case, we have the Florida Derby and the Arkansas Derby coming up this weekend. What say you?
Wow, they're two tough races, I'll be honest. And now we're starting to get to the cream of the crop, Ralph. You know, you're starting to see a lot of these races, a lot of long shots and unpredictable winners on the Kentucky Derby trail. We saw once again the General Lucas was able to get some points. And now it's going to be probably, you know, the focal point of we have Mott with Sovereignty. We have Bob Baffert with Cornucopian. Cassie is bringing Sandman back. So now you have more of the familiar trainers, but you know, Todd Pletcher included. I love this disruptor coming up in the Florida Derby. You know, I'm going to throw out that first trip that he had. He was bet off the board his first two. And, you know, when you're dealing with the Rapoli stables, you know, and Pletcher, that the horse is going to take a lot of paramutual action and action at the window. So, you know, this horse is bred at a gun runner. That second start was just fabulous. Sovereignty now has to switch to Manuel Franco. Unfortunate that, Alvarado went down there, Junior. And he's going to be out about 3 to 4 weeks, Junior Alvarado. That's what I'm hearing. Yep. So he should be able to get the mount, you know, for the Derby back, because we know that Franco has also the Dutro horse that he rides, and he'll be running in the wood next week. So it's going to be interesting how they create a relationship, Sovereignty and Franco, for the one race. But I'm looking at Disruptor. I think he drew very well. You touched upon that earlier in the show. The other favorites in the races have drawn on the outside, so it's going to be interesting to see how they navigate, especially Sovereignty. But that kick that he had in that last race was so impressive, Ralph. It's going to take a lot to beat him. You know, you still have Tappan Street is still there. You know, we're going to see if Cox could elaborate and get this horse into a little better, you know, shape. I don't know if he's as good as Sovereignty, you know, or the Pletcher horse. And we also have Baffert represented with Mattaquette Road. You know, Tyler Gaffleone gets the mount, who Baffert doesn't usually use. Yep. But as I said, these horses are drawn on the outside, and I definitely like Disruptor in this this race. I think he's a lock.
All right. That's the Florida Derby. What about the Arkansas Derby?
Yeah, the Arkansas Derby. Let's see what cornucopia it has. You know, Johnny V now takes over after Irad broke the maiden in that fabulous fashion. You know, this is such a light race horse, and he's 7-5 here, Ralph. So we're going to see how he runs. Cole Battle is definitely going to be the horse to beat. He won the Arkansas Derby. He looked very, very good. And like we said, Sandman, if he could navigate a better trip. But, you know, he always leaves himself so much to do. I loved him last race. I'm a little on the fence this race, but I still think the horse has fabulous talent, and Ortiz will know what to do with him.
Well, now, was that a Freudian slip when you said Cole Battle won the Arkansas Derby? Because he hasn't won it yet, but do you like him?
Oh, I'm sorry. He won the Rebel to Prep. But yeah. I think he is capable of winning the Arkansas Derby. You're right. That run in the Rebel was just fabulous. He's got that, he has the experience over the track, and that is so important, like we discussed. Up-and-coming trainer, like you said, that has jumped upon the scene. Yeah, that might have been the slip there where you bet off that angle, Ralph, because I'm on the fence in this race. Not as decisive as in the Florida Derby. I'm glad you caught that.
Oh, good. Then we'll put you down for Cole Battle, because maybe the gambling gods were getting in your in psyche for that one. Anyhow, that's on Saturday. It's going to be great racing, along mixed with a little great basketball as well, college basketball. But we need a pick for today, Dwayne.
Yeah, the Turfway meet is winding down, Ralph. We did pretty well. Very tough meet, like I said, to make money. I was nowhere, to be honest with you, in the Ruby. It was a very, very tough race to handicap. But tonight we're going, I like Rich's pick, too, on the prior race, race 5. I'm going in the next race, so maybe we could tie a double. Race 6, Crickle, Gabriel Saiz in the saddle, 8-1. Not too familiar with the trainer, but I do see he is 1-1 over the track. He has a limited stock, and Saiz knows what to do. If you look at the speed ratings on this horse on a poly track, he is much better than the competition, whether using Ragazin's Buyers or what have you. I think the horse is just faster. What we have to overcome is the layoff since December. Crickle, the sixth horse in the sixth race at Turfway. Gabriel Saiz, 8-1. Let's cash some tickets in this race.
Ooh, like that price in the sixth race at Turfway Park. Number 6, Crickle at 8-1. With Richie in the fifth race, I'm doing a Sirocco Daily Double. Richie's fifth race horse number 1 to your sixth race horse number 6. It'll be a 1-6 double from the fifth to the sixth races. And, of course, a little bit of a win bet on that 6 as well. Hey, thanks a lot, Dwayne. We know that things are happening out there at the Rampart. All I can say is if you're anywhere in that area and you don't go to the Rampart, you're really missing something.
Thank you so much for the support, Ralph. You're 100% right. You want to know why you come out? Because we love the horse players. We love horse racing, Ralph. It'll never die at the Rampart Casino. Remember that.
Thank you, my man. And we'll look at your horses this weekend. And certainly you'll be back with us next Wednesday. Thanks, Dwayne.
Thanks, Ralph. I really appreciate you having me on.
All right. Now we're going to go to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
You getting ready for those two big cards on this weekend?
Yeah, a lot. We're 14 races at both Oaklawn and Gulfstream. Been watching a lot of film, getting up to speed. And, we've got 10 at Santa Anita. We're going to have a busy day Saturday.
Talking about some action going on in Southern California, I guess I saw Ray Lou Gutierrez win a race over the weekend. I guess he's sent his tack. He's going to be out of Southern California now, right?
Yeah, he kind of tested the waters at Del Mar last summer. I think he won 7 or 8 races, yeah. And it's a good time to come in. That some of the other guys leave in April to go to Keeneland and other places. So he's back in, and he's won a race here. You know, he's got ties with guys like Peter Miller and a few other guys. So and Jose Santos Jr. will have his agent book with him. So we'll see how that goes. But I think he's got some business to get started.
Jonathan earlier said something about Emerald Downs may be on the cusp of not opening their meet because HISA has decided to double the fees that they have to pay to HISA, and that could tip it into the fact that they can't run a meet up there, which would be just terrible. But I guess the meet at Pleasanton, the one that they were trying to put together, also kind of fell apart.
Yeah, a couple things. First of all, as far as Emerald Downs goes, they're good for this year, Ralph. They have some supplemental funds to pay the HISA bill, but what's in doubt is for next year. And this year with Golden Gate in Northern California being closed, you know, they've already got 1,000 horses up in the barn area at Emerald Downs. They're going to have a good meet. it's next year that's in question there. As far as Northern California goes, the end of the workman's comp period time was supposed to be last night. They've extended it till midnight on Friday. That gives the horsemen time to vacate the barn area. But, yeah, they could not get everything lined up that they had to be able to run a meet this summer at Pleasanton. So now they do have a final deadline of midnight Friday to move those horses off the grounds, or else the workers and everything else will not be covered by workman's compensation.
John, where do you think whatever the remaining horses there will exit to?
Well, I know there are some stalls. If they want to come to Southern California, there are open stalls at San Luis Rey Downs, and there are some at Los Alamitos. So they have some options to come to Southern California. Mm-hmm. I'm going to think they'll be looking at places like Emerald Downs for some of the horses that don't fit down here. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, you probably have to look around the country a little bit. I know a couple of the horsemen have gone to Louisiana, they're just got to be kind of spread out all over the place. And we'll see what happens. Unfortunately, it's a fluid situation. I feel sorry for the families up there that have to decide what they're going to do.
Well, all I can say, I guess the only thing left is Ferndale, right? They're going to have a Ferndale meet, and that's it.
Right, and that's, 6 days, 2 weeks to 3 days a week racing, and that's it. So you can't really base their year-round. So, tough times for the Northern California horsemen.
Yeah, and in Southern California, the two stakes races over the weekend got a field of 5 and a field of 7, so they're a little light in even the stakes races in California and Southern California. What does the Lendl report look like this week?
I'll do Gulfstream Park for tomorrow. Friday we'll do this. We're back at Santa Anita when they begin running this week, again with the Coast to Coast Pick 5. Uh-huh. I'll do the full cards on Saturday, all Santa Anita, Oaklawn, and Gulfstream Park. We'll do all three of those cards. Uh-huh. And then Sunday we'll be back at Santa Anita. And it's the end of the Champions Meet at Gulfstream. I'll do something on that mandatory pad on the Rainbow Six on Sunday at Gulfstream Park as
You'll
well.
You'll be a busy man. You're going to be as busy as Jonathan Hardoon there in your, with all those Lendl reports. And every one of the Lendl reports that he has this week will be here free of charge at the South Point Racebook, only here in the gaming capital. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right. Now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz, who's going to give us another way of keeping our bankroll. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. As far as I'm concerned, it's pretty much a simple idea. Mm-hmm. You know, we're making win bets, or bets that are like win bets. If we do that, we're going to be okay. All of us will be okay.
Let me ask you this, Jerry. We're getting close now to the Kentucky Derby, and I know that you'll have a thought or two about the Derby and the Kentucky Oaks, but when do you start preparing statistics and data for the horses that'll be in the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Derby handicapping?
Okay, so as you well know, Ralph, I make speed figures.
Yep.
Make my own speed figures. I have for years. They used to be sold publicly, but when I started making the power page, just keeping for myself, for my customers in that regard. And so that goes on all the time, every day or every week. I process the files for New York, Southern California, Fairgrounds, Gulfstream Park, Oakland Park. For the major tracks where we're going to see the races that lead up to the Kentucky Derby.
Uh-huh.
And so it's really it's an ongoing thing that happens on a daily basis. And I don't all of a sudden one day do something that I don't do every other day.
Okay.
What happens, of course, though, as we get through these races, you know, I watch them a little more carefully. I think about them from a handicapping point of view, and I get into the form of the horse. So in that sense, my brain is working as each race occurs. And for example, at Fairgrounds, horses who have been on the front end, I'm going to discount them because they were running in those races with the bias. Remember, I didn't like John Hancock because I thought he had run with the bias down at Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. So this is something I learn as each race occurs.
I see.
So I didn't like John Hancock. So
that's
now I like him less.
Yeah, I know you didn't, and it worked out fine. And all I can say is that it's nice to know that assessing all of that as the days go by leading up to the Derby.
Well, we've had an interesting
show today, that's for sure. And Jerry, you'll be back to work, I guess, doing Aqueduct on Friday, right?
That is correct. And by the way, I will be doing a seminar here on the Kentucky Derby here in Vegas. So.
Okay, and we'll get that information from you a little bit later on because we have run out of time, and you got one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.